NPR's Farai Chidea is on the road this week. Today, Farai is in El Paso, Texas, which some say is the busiest border crossing in the country.
This is Farai Chidea on the second day of my road trip across America. Come to an intersection of borders and cultures, and I'm standing here with Robert Boatwright. He's the Assistant Chief Patrol Agent with the United States Border Patrol. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about where we are right now. First of all, it is hot as Hades here.
This is a typical El Paso summer afternoon. It's probably about 102 degrees right here where we stand. We're standing at the triangular intersection of three states and two countries, the United States and Mexico, where New Mexico, Texas, and the state of Chihuahua are all joined together. And we're also joined by at least as many cultures.
So we're standing out here in the middle of the sun looking at people who are under a group of trees in the shade, going swimming at a nearby watering hole. These folks are in Mexico.
That's correct. We're here at what the Border Patrol refers to as Monument One. These monuments extend all across the border from El Paso through the New Mexico and Arizona desert onto the Pacific Ocean in Imperial Beach, California.
How does the U.S. Border Patrol keep a border that is secure but also is not what some people would term militarized?
Here you see the border is very simply marked by large white rocks, some steel posts, and some cable fencing. We maintain the border through vigilance. Our agents are close at hand. Also in the distance, you can see a tan camera tower that could be looking at us with remote cameras, whether it's daytime or nighttime.
All right, well, let's take off and see a little bit more of your border. Where to next?
Let's move on down river towards downtown El Paso. As we travel down Paisano towards El Paso, the Rio Grande is not that far from fast-moving traffic. One of our concerns is that persons trying to enter illegally will misjudge the speed of the traffic and become hit by a car. We put up border safety advisories that advise the aliens of the fast-moving cars that they may or may not be accustomed to.
Right now, as we go along the Rio Grande, it's really just more of a marsh. Wetland grasses, and right across the street, a Mexican convenience store. Really, Mexico is right across the street here.
We're parked here now underneath one of our remote video surveillance systems that has a bird's eye view of the entire area. During the daytime, people still try to cross even though it's broad daylight. They weigh the risk of being caught under the light of day versus the added danger that often occurs crossing at night, where they could fall victim to bandits along the river.
Now, when I came here 6-7 years ago, we ran into some individuals crossing, and they had garden shears. They were just coming in to work for the day and earn a few bucks doing lawns. Are people today crossing as day laborers, or are they crossing to stay?
Through our increased enforcement efforts, we see today that people are less likely to return to Mexico after entering the United States. Normally, their intention is to stay once they locate work and remain in the United States, probably through the use of false documents. They don't want to attempt to continually enter the United States.
So obviously, we've been talking about your job, which is enforcement, but tell us a little bit about the lives of these two cities that are separated by so little land and so little water, Ciudad Juarez and El Paso. What's the population? How do they interrelate?
The census figures for El Paso are 750,000, and depending on how much of Ciudad Juarez you include, it's well over 2 to 2.25 million people on the south side. People from the United States go south to Mexico to shop. People from Ciudad Juarez come up to El Paso looking for their bargains. The same folks will visit restaurants on either side of the border. A great amount of traffic commutes across several bridges that we have in the city of El Paso and Ciudad Juarez daily.
Well, thank you so much, Officer Boatwright, for giving me a tour of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed your tour.